on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Egghead Jeopardy contestant.
Mr. Egghead Jeopardy contestant.
You, sir, are imbued with the God-given gift to respond to questions that are actually answers with answers that are actually questions.
And you get every single one right.
Yes, you've accumulated a vast fortune, Mr. Egghead Jeopardy contestant, with a head full of knowledge and a fistful of buzzard.
You've made more money than Merv.
And you're a whole lot funnier than Alex.
But that's not really saying much.
I'll say. So the next time you think you're smart enough to be on that show, plop your brains on the couch and drop your jaw in salute to Mr. Egghead Jeopardy contestant, a real American hero.
Mr. Egghead Jeopardy contestant.
Sorry, form of a question, please.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning. Welcome to Monday, December 13th. We're back in the studio live. After a beautiful weekend in L.A., can't say that much about the Midwest, man. Did you see that the Minneapolis Metrodome collapsed? The roof collapsed from the weight of the snow.
What?
Yeah.
How much snow does it take to pound in that kind of roof?
Well, that's the thing. The roof is, it seems like it's made of fabric. It's not really you know, concrete or anything, so it couldn't hold the weight, and you should have seen this. They had it in the news. It was pretty interesting. So, yeah, so we have a beautiful weather here, and you guys don't, so we feel bad for you
guys. Don't you love the humility put in that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you this morning?
I'm getting there. I'm waking up. It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. We just mentioned that.
I was a little sick over the weekend, which is why we had to cancel on Friday.
Uh-huh.
We canceled, right? You didn't show up without me.
I didn't show up. No.
Yeah. I'm sick. It was like I haven't been really sick in a long time, like that kind of sick.
Mm-hmm.
It's like where your skin hurts.
Really?
And you know, I swore mm-hmm. I had a fever, but I didn't have a fever, but I just like my skin hurt.
Wow. Where did you think you pick it up?
I don't know. Maybe rolling around the mud. I don't know. Mm. All the dogs I kiss. No, I'm just playing.
Yeah.
Well, no, things are going good, though. I'm recovering, and it's a gorgeous day out.
Mm-hmm. We already said that four times.
It's a gorgeous day. It's a gorgeous day. It's a gorgeous day. It's a gorgeous day. It's a gorgeous day.
Are we out of things to say already?
Well, I don't know. What about you? But I went to a church service last night, which I haven't been going to church, so I was like, my feet started burning when I walked in. I was like, it's feeling a little hot in here. Feeling a little hot. But anyway, I went with my roommate. It's a gorgeous church, actually. It's up in the hills in Bel Air, and it just overlooks the mountains, and it's beautiful. And it happened to be, they had a concert that night. I didn't even know it. So it was like, it's really beautiful. Just Christmas carols and, you know, a little bit of drama scenes that they did.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really pretty.
Cool.
But it's kind of considered like the pretty church. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, people go there probably to meet celebrities.
Yeah, like it's really nice. It's very affluent and it's kind of bougie.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I mean, I met some cool people there last night. But I've been to some places in L.A., some hot spots and some like clubs or whatever that felt less pretentious than this church.
Really?
I like Sarah and I, my roommate, and we're good looking girls, you know, we freaking got snubbed like by so many people.
Really?
Yeah. It was so weird.
You didn't go with deep cleavage though, right?
No,
it's a church.
I didn't know.
Yeah. Okay. So what happened? What do you mean you got snubbed? By whom?
Like, you just try to talk to people, and everybody kind of like, eh, and they walk away.
Really?
Like, eh, bye. Like nobody really wanted it. You know, I'm a talker. I'm a chatter. I love to meet people. And it kind of became where you find yourself trying to talk to people, and they just walk away.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like, man, this is cold.
Yeah.
You mean you kind of expect it in a certain environment. You don't go to church and expect it. And it was like, yeah. it was pretty
well, maybe
for.
Certain people don't find you interesting. What can I say?
No, it's not that, Sam. It's insecurity. People are so insecure sometimes. They don't.
Like, oh, it's insecurity?
Well, I think that there's a pretentiousness, and then also some people are just, they're really like uncomfortable with meeting new people. They're not over themselves yet. I don't know what it is. But it's also kind of like a who's seen type thing, that kind of environment. Because it's kind of like there's a lot of industry there and stuff, I guess.
Did you see anybody you know?
No.
No. So, yeah, that's the thing.
No,
it's
get
like
over
going
it.
To a 12-step meeting in fucking Malibu, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing. You know, you're going there pretending to go and get helped, and you're going there to rub elbows with the fucking celebrities, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about all that. I could see that. I think if I was a celebrity and I was in, like, a specific program, I would want to just go and be around celebrities, to be honest.
Mm. Yeah, but I'm not talking about celebrities. I'm talking
about
regular people.
They're
going
like, yeah,
there.
I got a kleptomania anonymous issue. I need to come and talk about how I thieve.
Yeah, exactly. But it has to have like somebody's got to be there that's known.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like almost it ups the ante.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So
Nicole Richie got married over the weekend.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, with her beau Joel Madden.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I guess they have two kids already. And they've been together for 4 years. So they decided to tie the knot. And you want to talk about pretentious, huh? They brought an elephant to the fucking wedding.
How are they that important? They actually did a little thing where they hosted a kids show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Yo Gabba Gabba. And it was this live concert for kids. And they both were like the hosts of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting here going, like, I don't know. You can tell when people are just trying to find a way to be in the public. They're just looking for ways. And maybe they're cool people. Who knows? But they're kind of those people you're like, well, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. You wear a bohemian. I get it.
Right.
Nicole Richie, you've got a bohemian style.
Mm.
Okay, great. Good for you. What else?
Yeah,
next.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah.
Next. That's what I have to say. Next. Speaking of celebrity sightings, though, how funny is this? I was driving down the road to go to the CVS pharmacy, and I still have chills when I go to CVS because that's where it happened, where my laptop was stolen, broken into my car.
Mm-hmm.
My car was raped. So I, even though I didn't go to the same one, I still have, you know, some apprehension. I'm like, dirty, nasty CVS. Anyway, so I went in, and I was thinking oddly about Megan Fox, and I was thinking about her tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
Just the whole tattoo thing, and like she's got some tattoos going on. It's just like random stream of consciousness. Literally, I'm not even playing. I walk into CVS, Megan Fox is in there with Brian Austin Green, who she's married to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they're like shopping and getting stuff.
Did she look as hot as she always do?
Absolutely not.
Does?
No, not at all. No. She's a pretty girl. I mean, there's nothing negative to say about the way she looks. It's just that she's just dressed down, and she's got like a hat on. And I've actually waited tables on her many times before she like made it huge. And she's somebody that I think a lot of these celebrities, they're very my roommate and I were saying they're so tiny.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the dark hair and like the no makeup, they're very easy to miss.
Yeah.
Like, unless there's the right lighting and makeup on them, you wouldn't normally go, wow, look at that person.
Yeah, and you might still, you know, miss them because they're just, you know, they're normal people, you know, and it's just when someone gets all the attention on the screen, it's one thing, you know, but, you know, when they go home and shit, they're the same people, you know, they're like other people, they have to take a shit, they have to eat, and they have to go to CVS.
Yeah, no, I mean, but you know what? What's interesting, because I've seen, you know, obviously in L.A. you see a lot of celebrities. I've seen so many that the women aren't just thin, and not just the guys. They're not just thin. They're like tiny people.
Right.
They're like little.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of. It's a huge difference between putting a camera on somebody and making them look bigger and like and accentuating certain things.
Mm-hmm.
They're very easy to miss. Does that make sense? Like they're kind of, it's not that they're plain, they're tiny and they don't have the makeup on.
Yeah, and maybe, you know, I also think that they don't want people to recognize them.
Yeah,
know,
but
sometimes.
I guess what I'm also saying is I don't really see, like, Megan Fox is gorgeous, absolutely, but I don't see her normally outside of like the whole her photo shoots and her movies. Like if she didn't have that, I don't see her being a girl that like most guys go up to and hit on.
Really?
Does that make sense?
Wow.
It's weird to say that because she's beautiful, but she's just not eye catching.
She looks plain, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's interesting.
But I think it works though, like because she's gorgeous when she, you know, she puts it on.
Yeah, definitely.
And then if she doesn't want to be noticed, I bet she can kind of go unnoticed really easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you
think? I used to, you know, like 20 years ago or so, even longer, I used to go to a gym, and Heather Locklear would come there.
Uh-huh.
And she was very tiny, too. You know, I couldn't believe how tiny
she was. Yeah,
like
they're not just skinny. They're little people, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Little faces, little bodies, little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're making generalizations, but, you know, I mean, some are like that.
But it's the majority, actually. I think
I don't know.
Yeah, my roommate, she's done a lot of movies and everything. She's like, She's like, generally the camera likes little people. That's why most guys aren't very tall. It's tall people have it hard in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so there you go.
So Nicole Richie is married now.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I wanted to touch on the suicide of Bernie Madoff's son. Have you heard of that?
When did this happen?
This happened Friday, and his son committed suicide in New York. Now, this is like pretty, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, apparently his wife was away and his son was in the other room and they found him hanging from in his living room from a ceiling pipe. Yeah.
That sucks.
I know. And, you know, I mean, this is like the latest victim of fucking Madoff, you know? That's one he didn't count on, I guess, when he was fleecing everybody and shit. But, you know, apparently this guy has been, you know, having to live with the shame and the embarrassment of his father and shit. So he probably just broke down, you know?
Mm.
That is sad.
Do you think it's so easy to blame the dad, though? I mean,
yeah.
It's very
easy.
I
think so. Yeah.
Like, what if the kid had his own issues, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, probably, you know, but they're saying that, you know, he had to deal with a lot of pressure and shit, you know, so,
Because, like, his dad was the one that embezzled all that money, right? Or stole it.
Yeah.
From, like, everyone in Hollywood, right?
Exactly. But, yeah, that's pretty sad shit. And his dad is now in prison serving 150 years, man. 150 years.
Dude. Man, that's so sad about the kid.
Yeah.
How old was he?
Well, it's not really a kid. I mean, he's a father and everything, you know.
He was a father?
Yeah, I told you. His son was in the other room when he killed himself. His 2-year-old son was sleeping in the other room. How old he was? They're not saying here. How can
that's
that
gonna
be
hard though. Like if you're a dad, I mean, you wanna like off yourself and you've got kids.
Yeah, he looks to me like he's in his 30s, you know.
Man.
They're not saying.
That sucks.
Yeah, that's pretty sad shit.
That's awful.
So yeah, they ruled that a suicide, and Bernie Madoff is gonna have a long time to think about this shit.
Man, I just don't think like when you make shortcuts in life, I don't think you get away with it too much.
No.
You know, like it all catches up to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it does, you know, because life doesn't work that way. If you think you're bigger than life, then life has a surprise for you. Let me tell you.
Yeah. You know, it's like how long until you get, it's like if you flee, let's say you do something illegal and you flee.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you get out of the country.
Right.
Wouldn't you always be worried that somebody's going to be...
Yeah, looking over your shoulder, you know?
You know, even if you get a new identity or you change things,
mm-hmm.
aren't you always going to be afraid that someone's going to come after you or always have to be in the move, you always have to go?
I guess, yeah. That's the way I would feel. But yeah, I mean, the shit that people pull, you know, is amazing to me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Man.
So do you know what is the most overplayed song on TV?
What?
It's called, it was Hey Soul Sister. You know that one?
Hey Sister, Soul Sister.
No, that's not. No, a song by the group Train.
Oh.
And,
Hey Soul Sister.
No, that's not it. Where
I know
I
that
put
song.
This?
It's oh, the, okay, since when was it the most overplayed song?
Huh? For 2010. And, but now there's a new song. play that in a second. Let's just hear this one, because I never really heard it, I don't think. Yet it's overplayed on TV. I think they mean they use it for commercials and shit like that, you know? So, yeah, let's hear that. That's the group Train.
I like this song, actually.
Do you? Do you know it?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm embarrassed to say I never heard it before. Yeah?
You've heard it in 10 years.
Yeah. That's what I'll discover.
Your sweet moonbeams. I love the song.
It's fucking...
What?
Yeah, it's buffering. Fuck that shit. Yeah.
You're such a dork.
Boring song, but
I like it. It gets good.
Do you?
Sister, I know. It's a good song.
Yeah.
It's been replaced by a song by
Vampire Weekend, and it's called Holiday. Let's see what that's about.
This is the newest overplayed song?
Yeah. Song.
No, it's a holiday song that's done alternative-y. So when I do my online dating, I feel like I'm shopping for a man.
Yeah, huh? I don't blame you. That's exactly what it is.
I feel like I get to like look at what I like. Take this one. Not that one.
Okay. Well, if you're up to talking about it, we'd like to know what happened on your date on Thursday night.
Oh, didn't I tell you? Oh, yeah, I didn't tell you guys.
No, we didn't have a show.
Oh, Friday. It was pretty mellow.
That was with a 26-year-old.
Yeah, I hope
right?
he's not listening, because this is the thing. It came up, you know, we had talked a few times, and it had come up. I did tell him I was on a show every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, but I didn't go into it at all.
Right.
He freaking Googled it.
Yeah.
So our first date, he said, you know, your name got brought up. He's like, how's Sam? I said, what? He's like, how's Sam do it? I was like, you did not go and look it up. And he did. And he said he didn't listen. I'm like, bullshit.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Well, yeah. Don't tell people anymore. That's
it's like, you feel like you're getting to know somebody and you're telling them what you do. It also sounds pretentious when I'm like, oh, I do this thing. I'm on a show. I'd rather not get into it. I'm not that big of a deal, but because it's not like I'm a big deal. It's just more I want an anonymity.
Mm-hmm.
So then you end up going, oh, it's like this.
You can't be anonymous when you're on the radio. You're gonna have
so
to.
So I've got to really just lock it down and not say anything. So,
but is that a problem? I mean, is that a problem for guys?
It's not a problem for them. It's the fact that like I come in here and I'm like, hey, look, and I tell you guys everything, and some of it's amplified because I'm entertaining you.
Right.
And so it's not necessarily the way I would naturally meet a dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I kind of let it all hang out on the radio, and you don't want somebody listening when you're like, hey, Sam, play, I have to go to the bathroom, play a song, I have to go to the bathroom. You know, or when I talk about everything.
It's part of the show, it's fine.
I don't have a problem with it being part of the show, it's just, it's not the way I'd meet a guy.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, some people might actually like it, you know? Just find the right one.
One dude, I told you one guy listened, and he referenced that.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, 20 minutes in, you were like, I have to go to the bathroom. And he goes, that's my kind of girl. So he, I guess he liked it. And I was like, man.
That's funny.
So anyway, we actually went to this really cool place in Los Feliz, and he's a really good-looking guy. He's very strapping. He's beefy. Hope he's not listening.
That's your kind of guy, right?
Yeah, he's really good looking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The thing is he's 26, so I am very skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a good time. We just had a few drinks. And what's funny is that we went to sit down, and this couple comes in and sits down next to us. And one guy's dressed like kind of Indiana Jones-ish.
Really?
Oh, man, my phone's ringing. Sorry,
guys. Indiana Jones?
Well, yeah, they're wearing these kind of... Oh, sorry, guys. Man, sorry.
Shut Somebody up. Answer that damn phone.
Man, just stop ringing. Can't even find it in my purse.
So now, why is 26
Come on,
a bad
Sam.
Thing?
You know why 26? Shut up.
No, I don't know. I think.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not like I'm not ex-naying the guy. I'm just saying I'm a little skeptical. But he seems really mature. He's had a lot of responsibility. He's been he was a Marine Corps Marine Corps officer and a fighter pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's going into something else. So anyway, he seems like a cool guy, and it was kind of a shorter It was a shorter evening, but this couple that we were sitting next to,
right?
I looked over and I had to go, hey, what's going on with your outfits? Because they're way cool. Like, what's going on? And they ended up talking to this couple, and this, I guess they were on a date too. I don't know how it worked out, but these two people, the girl's kind of like mannish a bit. Like, mm-hmm. She's really pretty, but she's like, she shoots guns. She's got her helicopter's license. And the other guy, he's flies planes, and they're both into guns. And this guy that is military. So they talked like for about 45 minutes, and they were so excited.
About flying and shit.
And I'm just looking at them, and I'm like, okay, yeah. And then I was like, yeah, I hear Virgin's a great airline to fly. It's supposed to be really fun.
That was a great contribution to the show.
Conversation. Yeah, what am I going to do? So then he felt kind of bad. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, I didn't mean to exclude you. I was like, no, not a problem, because I like people meeting, and I like the fact that they had very specific interests, and they happened to be sitting next to each other. And they ended up having a great time and chatting. Mm-hmm. But I got really, I wasn't feeling well. I got sick that night. And mm-hmm. I sore throat and everything. So I was like, oh, I need to go. And I needed to go eat. And I was hungry. So I kind of was like, and I had two other events to go to.
Mm-hmm.
I had a Christmas party at the W Hotel. And then I had a band, my friend's band I was supposed to go see.
And you planned to do all that in one evening?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I went home and crashed.
Yeah.
I just didn't feel good. Mm-hmm. So we had a short-lived date.
Yeah.
But he wants to go out again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, he is a really cool dude. But I don't really know, you know, it was like a few hours. So what do I know? All I know is he's attractive and he seems like a smart guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he seem to like you?
And I kind of got a little, he does. I can tell. Duh. No. No, it's funny because, you know, I'm such a, how do I say it?
An asshole.
Yeah, I am a bit. Thanks, Sam. I am. I kind of just kind of size people up, like boom. And I got a little nervous with them a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good
Which
sign.
Which is exciting, because I don't really normally get that nervous around guys.
Right. So that's
I'm like, why does this, like, this 26-year-old make me nervous? Screw that. Screw him. Whatever. But he seems like a cool guy. We'll see. Maybe, mm-hmm. you know, he still lives at home with his family.
Really?
Well, because he just got out of the military.
Yeah.
So that kind of stuff... I understand it, but I, you know, I'm not in that place. So.
Not really into it.
No, huh? I lived on my own since I was like 19.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where you're like,
okay. Well, we'll pray for the best and we'll see what happens.
We'll pray for the best and see
what
happens.
I'm sure something good.
But I have like a bunch of other dates that are going to be coming up. So you guys stay tuned for as the dates turn.
Yeah. So you do have more coming up.
Yeah. I might be going out with this guy on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And he's Italian. Mm-hmm. Italiano.
From the same dating site?
Which we won't go into.
Okay.
Keep that shit anonymous.
Why?
Because.
You might as well have people find you.
No.
Why?
No. Keep some stuff separate, people. I'm a human being. Okay, I got feelings.
You want to keep it separate.
Keep it separated. So, yeah. So, it's fun. It's fun. You know, it's fun meeting people. It's fun having butterflies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And meeting people. But it's funny because I was going to a Christmas party. So, I did show up a bit like... drag queenish, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just had like red lips and a red bow in my hair, and I had like this red scarf.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked like I was going to go be in a Christmas concert.
Did you?
I did look cute, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But he's cute. I mean, not to sound shallow, but I like men. I like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everybody likes cute, you know.
No, men. I like men, like, you know.
Yeah.
Man.
So you don't want a cute man. That's what you're saying.
No, I like
you want a manly man, burly man.
Yeah, well, he's like
he
has all these really cool. So now we're Facebook friends, and he has like all these pictures of him like shooting a gun and stuff. And I'm like,
well,
okay, I can get into this.
Yeah,
I can.
Except when things get bad, you know.
No, I like the whole like reserved power thing.
Yeah, you don't want someone who can shoot. Trust me.
No, I mean, I think it's cool if a man knows how to use a gun. I don't want him to like use it on me. Or on anyone I know.
Well, I'm sure you don't, but that doesn't mean he won't.
Oh, come on. Just because somebody knows how to operate a piece of lethal weapon doesn't mean they're going to open fire on babies and stuff.
babies, not on babies,
they're
but,
not
you know,
use
I mean,
it.
If you get into an argument or something, you know, he always has that option.
I'm not the person you want to argue with. I'm you just know? Not the person that you want to try to do that.
Yeah.
Because it'll happen one time. That'll be it.
That's right. You'll be shot one time. That's it. You ain't coming back.
Well, I'm just saying it'll happen once, and if I survive, he's gonna wish he killed me.
Yeah, if you survive, yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it's not going to go down like that.
No?
Yeah. I'm not, you know, you can't trust me.
Yeah.
If you're going to take me out, you better do it. You're going to go for it. You better make sure I am dead.
Yeah.
I told you, I'll bite a dick.
You will bite a
Remember?
Dick. Yeah.
Remember about that we were talking about that movie where there was a scene where the girl was about to be gang raped.
Mm.
And they said, you can run or you could just like take it.
Right.
And I thought, you know what? You're kind of pushed between a rock and a hard place.
Right.
You're like, do I run and I get beat up and then, you know, totally screwed? Or do I literally? Or do I just, you know, go with this and see if I can go into a different mindset?
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? I would be like, okay, I realize I'm gonna be totally shredded up here, but I'm letting you know I'm not leaving this place till I bite a dick. Somebody's dick's getting big. Who wants a piece of me? Let's do this. Who wants a meme?
Bite a dick.
I'm not. I'm make some dick soup. You know,
yeah.
It's gross. Sorry, guys. But anyway.
I don't know how guys can get aroused when they rape someone. You know, I can't understand
that. I don't think
that,
it's about
you know?
Sex.
There's
they
no
say
build up, you know?
They say it's about violence and power.
Yeah, power,
it's
yeah.
About power.
But I think there's still sex part of this, you know, because, I mean, obviously they get turned on. They're able to finish many times. So, you know, it's... I think it does have to do with sex, although you're right. I mean, you know, it does have to do with power and dominance and shit like that, you know. And it's unspeakable, but yeah, so it's hard to imagine what you would do in a situation
I don't know.
Like
I think
that.
It's I think it's about power. I think I don't know. And I was talking to this guy and we're talking about high maintenance women, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why do guys like high maintenance girls? And he goes, it's because they want to dominate them in the bedroom.
Who does? The women want to dominate?
The man.
Or the man wants to dominate them.
And I was like, that's so weird. Why can't it just be about like two people like loving each other? Why does it have to be like, I won.
Sex always, you know, involves roles and shit. Everybody takes a role. You know, I'm not saying that you have to pretend to be someone. Mm-hmm. But there's... You know, it's like you can be the passive in one relationship and the aggressive one in another relationship, you know. But often there's one that is more assertive than the other in bed, you know. And that happens, you know. I mean, someone takes charge. But, yeah, it's interesting because I just finished reading a Stephen King story about this woman who got raped and then she goes and gets revenge. And... it's pretty sweet, you know.
Really?
Yeah. So, but, you know, I mean, it's something that I can't imagine dealing with, you know. It's got to be just the most horrible thing to be violated in that way.
Oh, I can't even imagine that. I don't even know.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I think it would just, ugh. That's not cool.
No, it's not cool. So, listen, I discovered another song.
Oh, really?
It's probably a few years old. I think this one's only a year old.
Yeah?
Yeah. So let's see if you can
just listen to this. You played this the last show we were having.
No, I never played
this. Yeah, you did.
I did not. We played.
We did.
We played Just Dance.
No, we played the song.
Boy, I had a real good time, and I wish you the best.
That's a cool song. She's got some body on her, let me tell you, huh? Lady Gaga?
She's pretty young.
How old is she? Like 22, 24 maybe? You gonna find out for us, or?
She's 24.
24. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so that's Lady Gaga for you, and I'm still discovering her and her songs. And I was telling you, I saw her video for Telephone, and with Beyonce.
What'd
you
think?
That was pretty pretty interesting.
Isn't it funny?
Yeah.
I just think she's got a really good sense of humor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's really cool.
Yeah. And they're dressed nice, and there's a lot of sexy chicks there and stuff. And did you notice they throw her in the cell, and like she's naked, and they pixelate her her coochoo?
Is that what you call it?
Whatever. It's got a different name every time. Coochie.
This is like an old creepy man way of calling it.
It's funny.
Coochie. It's like
so. Yeah, they and so they throw her in naked and they pixelate her ass, which is pretty interesting. So yeah, she's definitely breaking the rules.
That's what you got here, people, on Sam and Care in the Morning. We talk about videos that were huge 3 years ago. That video was like huge debut.
Which one?
The Telephone video.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. It's really funny. I love it.
Was it one of the first ones?
No, it wasn't the first one.
No, Poker Face was the first hit, right?
No, Just Dance.
Oh, Just Dance was was first?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, I didn't know that. But then again, there's a lot I don't know about Lady Gaga.
Well, yeah. Maybe one day you can meet her, Sam.
Yeah, maybe
one
day.
Get her on the show.
Huh?
Get her on the show.
I'd love to meet her. Are you kidding? Where does she live in New York or in L.A.?
I don't know. She hasn't emailed me back lately.
She seemed like a New Yorker to me.
We haven't chatted in a while.
No?
Yeah. Why don't you try to get her on the show? That'd be great.
Okay. We'll try that.
Yeah.
Yesterday on one of our shows, they had Jenny McCarthy.
Oh, really?
And she was talking about autism and all that, you know.
Was she on Susan's show? Or no?
No, not on Susan's show. She was on Give Back Hollywood, actually.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And they, you know, the show deals with fundraising and charity and things like
She's
that.
She's very active in that charity.
Yeah. So she was part of that. And So I don't know if you saw the news conference with Obama last week, but this guy goes on there. There's a press conference. He answers questions, and Bill Clinton was there with him. And then he just leaves. He says he has to go to a Christmas party, and he leaves a private citizen, Bill Clinton, talking to the press instead of him, you know? And that was weird. I mean, that was one thing you don't do, you know? And
I would have come up with a better alibi. I'd have been like, I have to go help some starving orphans.
Yeah, whatever it is.
I wouldn't have said a Christmas party.
But whatever it is, you don't just leave and leave someone else behind you to take your place, you know.
He's so Hollywood. He's so like, it's like I feel like he's kind of fame drunk a bit.
You think so? Really?
Fame drunk, yeah. Uh-huh. It's like, oh, here's Bill Clinton because we roll in that crowd. It's like it's inappropriate.
Yeah.
He's not the president. He's not even a.
No, he's not in the government.
No,
at all.
It's like this isn't something you're like, hey, he's gonna fill in for me. I'll be back in 5 hours. You know, this isn't that kind of thing.
No,
you know, it's like
no.
That's what you do in other jobs.
Yeah.
You know?
So that was weird.
Oh, I'm going to get Bill Clinton to cover my shift. I'll be back.
Yeah.
He's not an employee, by the way. You know, I mean, what about getting the vice president? That would have been a little bit more.
Yeah.
Suitable.
I don't know. I don't know if he planned this or not that way, but I sure hope not, man, because it would be, here, someone's calling him amateurish. So, let's see. Oh, no, they're talking about something else, I think.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, he did extend the tax cuts, which, needed to be extended.
Yeah, because it does help businesses and
unemployment would have been too much.
Yeah, and then when businesses succeed, they hire people, because the unemployment, man, is really, really scary. We're almost at 10%, and that's you're not used to hearing those numbers with the United States, you know.
Mm-mm.
It's usually third world countries and shit.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's true.
Now, Donald Trump is saying he's getting serious about a presidential bid.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah. So that would be interesting to see Donald Trump against Palin, huh? This
wow.
Whole fucking election is turned into a fucking
like
farce.
It's a circus,
man.
Or something.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Wow,
that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Well.
So yesterday we saw... Toy Story 3, have you seen it yet?
Yeah, it's really good.
Isn't it cool, though?
Yeah, it was good.
You know, because I thought, well, maybe I won't get into it, because the other ones I saw when my kids were younger, and last night it was only my wife and me, and we were watching, And I thought, God, I really love this, you know, because I love Pixar. One thing that I used to do is I was actually involved with Pixar.
Yeah.
I had a computer animation company that I started in 1990. And at the time, you know, they weren't doing Toy Story and shit. They only had, like, short films that were computer animated. And so they had some technology. They let me play with it a little bit and stuff, which was nice. And but I always liked them because they take computer animation and they put feelings and emotion into it, which you would never expect from a computer. And yet they do it so well. They have a director named John Lasseter, and he's just a genius, an absolute genius.
Wow.
So these movies are like really, I mean, I felt I was like choked up a couple times during the movie, you know, when they were being left by the Andy, the kid, you know, he was going to college and he was leaving all the toys behind and stuff, you know.
That's sweet, Sam. Something that's not as emotional but quite funny is on TMZ. This is hysterical.
Yeah.
It's called Wesley Snipes, Pay Him, Pay Uncle Sam Too. Wesley Snipes is good at getting paid but bad at paying his taxes. Okay, now a company that wants to work with Snipes while he's behind bars thinks it has a workaround, has its work cut out for him. So listen to this. It says, Appitalism.com is putting together a mobile game where you can try and break Wesley Snipes out of prison. The company is offering the company's offering Wesley $10,000 to endorse it, and they're even offering to pay the taxes for him since, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of late now, huh?
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd take it.
Yeah, I'm sure you would, you know, but he's spending, what, 3 or 5 years in jail. That's where he's going to be if you ever want to meet him.
Oh, man, what if they paid it? Could he just get out or no?
No, it's too late now.
Yeah, now, does he still have to pay it and go to jail? Or can
he
just,
I think he has to pay it, too.
Because I thought that time in prison was equal to, you know, you're paying a debt, you've served time. So, you know what I mean? If you've gone to prison for a crime...
Right.
And your time is up. You no longer, it's like you've been acquitted. Oh, not acquitted, but you've served.
Well, it depends what the judge decides. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, sometimes you have to do both. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know why he messed around with the IRS, man. Why? I mean, he's got money, you know, but people try to be smart and, you know, but this is a guy that's famous in the public eye and shit. You know, he thought he would get away with it.
Well, so do you know of a guy named Juan Carlos Cruz? He was on the he's a former Food Network chef, and he was just sentenced to 9 years in prison after he pled no contest back in October for attempting to solicit men to murder his wife.
Oh, really?
Why don't you just divorce people? Is that really all about money? Like,
I know. People are fucking crazy, man.
Man, that's crazy. It's like people that go to lengths. Yeah, let's just get her killed. He tried to get a couple homeless men to do it.
Yeah.
That's not too smart either. Really? I mean, you're going to... Hey, what are you doing? You know?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's called a divorce, you know?
Yeah, I know. Some people, though, they get so mad, I guess, you know, that they have to take it out on someone. But, yeah, I mean, how do you not think of the consequences? You know, obviously something's amiss, you know? I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah.
It's nuts.
Now, do you remember Elizabeth Smart that was kidnapped in Utah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now they finally convicted the fucking kidnapper, and he's going to jail for life. And so she's like, it's funny because she's grown up. It's been 8 years, and, you know, she's 22 years old, and she looks the same as she did when she was 14.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
Yeah. But, I mean, can you imagine, like, she looks, like, so fragile and shit. You know, you kidnap a girl like that at 14, you turn her into a sex slave and shit, you know? Wow.
I can't even imagine that. I mean, just, like, how much that would really affect you with future partners and things like that. Like, just your whole sexuality being like, okay, I've had enough. I'm good.
Yeah.
You know, I know somebody close to me that went through something, not like that, but very, very badly abused growing up, and it really affected the way that they viewed sex for a long time. They've grown past it, but, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I know. It's something, obviously, that scars you for life, you know. You can't possibly, you know, think that that it's not going to affect you in any way. And, you know, it's killing the person inside, I think, killing their spirit and shit, you know? So that's pretty...
Yeah, it's just, it's very like, it's awful. Anyway.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about that too much.
No, not too much. We're not going all that. Yeah. Not good. Good, not good.
Yeah. Did we ever play that new Michael Jackson song with Akon?
Yeah.
I think we did, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why they don't play it, though. I mean, I would expect it to be played all over the place, wouldn't you? I love this song.
Tell me what we're waiting for. We better all be in together. Big miserable unknown. Cause I've been there before and you've been there before, but together we can be alright. Yeah. When it gets dark and when it gets cold, we hold each other till we see the sunlight.
Yeah. He sings this with Akon. Amazing, you know, when they're able to produce a song with someone who passed away. Akon, is he a rapper or does he sing?
Yeah, he's like kind of both.
Because he actually sings this nice.
Yeah, he sings hokey stuff.
Okay, well, I happen to like this song.
Well, that's sweet.
Yeah, but they don't play it a lot. That's what I'm saying. I guess I don't listen to the radio that much, you know. But I listen to talk radio, obviously, but not to not a lot of music. I usually play music that I have, you know, on the iPod or something. And yeah.
So this box office this weekend was not very exciting.
No, huh?
No, I mean, number one was The Chronicles of Narnia, The Voyage.
Yeah, like who watches that shit, you know?
You know, they
were... I guess a lot of kids do.
Yeah, they were, you know, considered... It was considered a, you know, strong, strong, you know, series or whatever, but no. And then it was The Tourist, which I was supposed to see, but I had to cancel. And my friend was like, why didn't you call me sooner so that I could not buy a ticket? I was like, I'm half dead right now, and you're pissed that you know you have a ticket. Just give it to somebody, or I'll pay for it.
Yeah.
Some people are weird.
Yeah. I started seeing the movie Inception. I didn't get to finish it, but what a great movie, man!
It's a good movie.
What a great movie.
A little behind, but it is a great movie.
I am a little behind, but you know.
That's okay. Hey. You eventually get there, and that's what I like about
you. Yeah, usually, you know, many times, or let's say it used to be that I would always be the pioneer. I'd discover songs that nobody heard of yet, and then they'd become big and things like that. But now, you know, I have different interests and stuff, so I don't get to the music as quickly as the younger people do. But eventually I do, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they found the body of a dead teenager on the along the flight path of an airplane, and they discovered that he was actually he was able to breach airport security and hide in the wheel well of a commercial airliner without being detected. So they're thinking that he actually fell off the plane. Wow.
What?
Can you imagine? I mean, who would like take a chance like that, you know? Get into the wheel well of a fucking airplane.
To go, what was he thinking? He was
going
to just...
I don't know where he was going. They don't really know. He just disappeared, and then they discovered he was dead. So now they're trying to piece it together and figure out what happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't even breathe. If that thing were to take off flight, you can't. He'd be dead, but you can't even breathe.
It did take off. It did take off. That's what I'm saying.
He went all the way up in the air?
He fell off the plane, yeah.
Yeah. That's even stupider.
I know.
I mean, I hate to say that about someone that's dead, but come on.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
But no, they found the body, and they said it you know, it was consistent with a fall from a significant height.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Yeah. Well, at least he didn't get chopped up.
That's shit people
sucks.
Do, you know?
Hmm. It's crazy, man. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, your wife had her birthday. I came to the party on Saturday. I walked up to this lady. I was like, ah! And it turns out it's her twin.
Twin, right?
They look so identical, which right. is, I guess, the whole point of identical twins. They
Except
really,
they're not identical twins.
They're
That's
not.
The whole
they're
point.
So identical.
No, they're not. I know. They look alike. They look almost the same, but they're not identical.
Like, they look exactly the same, except for her hair is a little darker.
Right. Yeah.
And I remember...
And they change those colors all the time anyway, so, you know, the shades.
Yeah, but I remember, like, talking to her, she keeps pointing. And I'm like, why is she pointing? Uh-huh. She's pointing at her the real Dina. That she's the fake Dina.
I know. And a couple of people said, wait a minute, didn't I see you dressed in white and now you're in black? Because they were, you know, one was dressed
yeah.
in white, one was in black.
Mm-hmm.
And that was funny, you know. So a couple of people really freaked out.
That's great. It's
yeah.
crazy.
I can't imagine they've gone through that all their lives, you know. When I try to tell them apart in baby pictures, I can't tell the difference.
No, I can't tell apart in human.
Yeah, well, I can, but it's hard.
Which is good because you're dating.
Sometimes I have to really do a double take.
What about when you're first dating her and you met the twin? Like,
oh, she wasn't here. She was in Israel.
Yeah, that might have been a harder decision, huh? You can play some major jokes on people.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
You know?
But I can see the difference between them, you know. But I think people that know her real well would know the difference.
Mm.
You know, but it's still, when you don't expect it, then yeah, you start freaking out. You go, wait a minute, what's going on
yeah.
here? You know?
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's really funny. So she had her birthday, and now you've got to come up with a plan.
Yeah.
Because you can't leave right now, but when are you guys thinking about heading out?
I don't know, maybe in January sometimes, but we haven't made a decision. You know, I mean, I'm just not crazy about flying anymore with all the bullshit, the delays and the security.
You don't want to get your ball scanned?
Yeah. Did you actually see what the scans look like?
I did. I don't want anybody
yeah.
looking at my female bits.
No?
I don't
want people... Coochie coochie?
Don't say that. It's so nasty.
It's your Conchita.
Oh, where do you have time to think of these things? Oh, I think I'm going to call it this today. Oh, that's what guys do.
Yeah, that's funny. Mm. It's really funny.
Yeah, no, we have our own names for it, I guess girls do, but...
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Gosh, really? My roommates and I call it Vaseline.
Vaseline.
Yeah, because it's yeah. kind of like a different, almost like a different language.
Uh-huh.
Don't be mean to the Vaseline. We say it like Russian because that's just like, they'll not be me until the eventual leave. I mean, I see my roommates naked all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, guys. But you know, last night I was in my room. This is so funny. And I was on the phone and I was laying down on my bed. And okay, so I like to tuck my hands. Like I have little hands. Mm-hmm. And I could like flip them and then tuck them like this under my armpits.
Under your armpits?
And it's like cozy. It's
yeah.
not like I like to snuggle my armpits. It's just like it's cozy.
Like the chicken dance.
Yeah, I just tuck them and they feel. I find myself sleeping like this. I'll wake up and
really?
I'll be on my stomach. I'll be like drooling and I'll have my hands tucked under my pants. Like little wings, you know?
Wow.
Or I'll tuck them in my cleavage because
yeah.
it's warm.
Yeah.
Or the last place is I'll tuck them between my legs.
Oh, okay.
Not because I'm feeling myself, but because it's cozy.
It's warm.
Yes.
Mm.
Well, I was on the phone laying down in my room, and the door was kind of shut, but I went to go do a tuck right, you know, right my
Vaseline.
Yeah, my Vaseline area.
Uh-huh.
And and it was like, I was about to go to bed, and my roommate walked by, and she got a clear shot of me, like, tucking my hands right there.
Yeah,
and
she thought you were playing?
Yeah, I didn't have panties on either, so it was kind of like she had the full experience. She's like, I saw that! Then she comes back by and she's like, ew! I'm like, I'm not doing anything gross. I'm just getting a little tuck on. That's all. I'm just tucking my hands and make them warm.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, whatever.
It's personal. This is why I don't want guys at future dating to listen to the show. Okay, great. Glad
all right, everybody. Okay, Kara, we'll give you a break.
Thank
here.
You, guys.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. We'll be back here tomorrow.
Been listening.
listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio Studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.